This is the Gemini Ransom Effect.
Welcome back to the Gemini Ransom Effect on 107.1 FM, WJBB Radio. You're listening to GRE with Triple D, Devin, David, and DeBose. Before the break, we were doing a little national.
Book of this.
News.
Yep. Still better the original way. One of the stories I wanted to bring up today, I kind of teased you guys with, was that the BLM movement.
Well, such a tease.
Stop teasing.
Is resorting to new measures of protest. So here's the new measures of protest that's come across. So in Chicago, we have...
Wait, where?
What?
Chicago.
Protests?
There is a protest. Oh my gosh. Actually now walking into restaurants and literally standing at people's tables and groups and just kind of running in and just watching them eat.
We used to do that at Piccadilly in the Athens Mall. We'd walk through. You know, they had the windows where you could see the tables.
Just watch them.
And we'd just stand there at the table and
like Professor D. So I got to thinking, and they show these pictures of these guys, and it's just like, and it's really weird, you know, because you got all these protesters in there from the BLM movement, and all these, and it's just people sitting down eating, right?
I had one of those last night.
And then all of a sudden you have they're like
a BLM movement,
and they're sitting there like this watching them. They got their arms crossed standing at the table, and I'm thinking to myself, you know,
what are they trying to prove with that?
But it's just a new way to gain attention, and I kept thinking to myself all the different things I could do and say that would just irritate it, just like that. All the things I could do and say that would just irritate the people standing there and really, really just love it. But
well, anyway. I hope the restaurants are people are making. You know,
that's
throwing
what
them
I
out.
Was thinking, you know. But I don't know. Professor D, he's on a roll, man. He's on a roll. So, anyways. That was it.
Good job.
Thank you.
BLM movement.
Good job, people. This is what I would say.
So effective.
I would sit there while you're staring at me, and I would go, huh, this is so awesome. I have a job that I can afford to do this. I would say, hey, stand there. Hey, while you're there, would you mind getting me a refill and some sweet tea? I mean, I would definitely play to the moment. So congratulations on your new stunt. It's working well.
Yeah, everything you've done has worked wonders so far.
So the other story that I wanted to bring up today, I know you guys seen all over the news, Facebook news, local news, everything, but Target. Let's talk about Target.
Okay.
They took aim. They made the shot. Took the shot and they missed.
Good job, Target.
Way to go. Add a way to be a pioneer.
However, stand your ground. Don't take all this crap from people. Stand your ground and keep that.
I love all the people putting videos on there, tearing up the Target cards, making videos in front of the Target with their daughters. I think that's important. You have two daughters.
Yep.
Okay. You would freak out. If Michaela walked into a bathroom and all of a sudden this guy, this creepy looking dude, walked in behind her, you would freak out.
Yep.
Irregardless of anything. Or worse, he's dressed up as a woman. You know it's a man. Because you can tell. And he goes in and behind her. So I get it. But I think everybody should boycott Target. Everybody. I don't think we should have anything to do with it because I think it's ridiculous. I think, you know, why don't we just have a unisex bathroom? That would solve everybody's problem.
The thing about it is the third...
Where everybody goes into the bathroom for sex?
No, different.
No, that's a different unit. Well, I mean, you know, Walmart...
That's what happens when David's home alone.
You know, here's the thing. You know, Walmart and a lot of these places, they do have a family bathroom. And I mean, those bathrooms should be the ones that say, hey, this is unisex. Whoever it is.
There needs to be a third bathroom. If they're going to do this thing, there's got to be a third bathroom. You've got to add it to all the stores in some kind of way. If not, it's not going to work.
You know what makes me mad about these stories is that the reason why people don't like the unisex bathrooms and family bathrooms is because they're just single individual bathrooms. And the whole point that they want to do this is so they can get attention and people will freak out and people will say, oh my God, but you're a man in a woman's bathroom. That's what they want. Well, I just want to be accepted. Well, you're tough.
Except your ass in that other restroom over there.
And here's the thing. We live in a society now where everybody wants to be accepted, you know, but nobody wants to have accountability for their own actions and for who they are as individuals. Yep. Accept yourself, okay? You want to be this is who you want to be? Then that's fine. Be who you want to be. But you're not walking into a bathroom when my daughter goes in there because I will literally go insane.
Yeah,
I'd be arrested.
It's my right to go in there.
Yeah, it's my right to whoop your ass right here. And then that will happen. And listen, you're seeing it. And all of a sudden, all these stories are coming out left and right. This man arrested here. This man arrested here. You know, this man assaulted this girl here. I mean, I'm serious, man. It's getting crazy. There was one story of one guy walking into the restroom. I think it was at Target or whatever. And he finally turned himself in North Carolina. This was a couple days ago where they say he assaulted a 9-year-old girl. And what had happened was he said he didn't know what restroom he was in. He didn't pay attention. And then all of a sudden, he comes out of the stall. And then she peeks through the stall and sees him, screams and freaks out, and he panics and he tries to put his hand over her mouth. That's what the story says. That guy's going to jail. Just look what restroom you're going into.
I'm guessing he didn't wash his hands.
Likely story.
So, anyways, that was my story.
That's Devin's concern.
Yeah. I wanted to get us into.
I got crabs in my mouth.
Oh my gosh. I wanted to get us into some Donald Trump, Carly Fiorina,
yes,
and Ted Cruz talk, because I believe Cruz is single-handedly ruining his campaign by bringing Fiorina on.
Oh, you're talking about, man, it's a great choice.
And I don't understand it. And now we're going to get
a fantastic choice.
We're going to get down to the point where it's Trump and Clinton, and I don't know if Trump's going to have enough pizzazz to beat her, because he cannot stop throwing a fit at people when they say stuff to him. He don't know how to respond. The guy makes a lot of money.
He can't be.
But he can't stop crying when someone insults him.
We don't win anymore. There you go.
Well, congratulations, Donald.
He's not going to win either.
You're not going to win either, brother. And I'm telling you right now, I don't see him beating Hillary Clinton.
Ted and Carly are going to make a comeback, and they're going to take it.
I don't know what I would do. I don't even know what I want to do in this situation. I'm being forced to do something that I don't want to do.
He's going to show. Remember John McCain picked Sarah Palin? He's going to show John McCain how you do it.
Is that what it is?
That's what it is, man.
Sarah Palin was a lot hotter than Carly Fiorina.
Cruz and Carly. That's right. All the way.
Anyways, that's enough of national Facebook news for today. We'll have to pick up and maybe do some of those other stories next week when we have a little bit more time.
I think you got to them all.
Nope.
Well, in other news, the Ransom Associates Nationwide Insurance Agency is sponsoring the upcoming Red and Black game at the Wanda Bear High School.
Oh, nice.
We are the title sponsor for that game.
Did you get that approved through Sergeant Major DeBose?
No, it did not go down.
In case you
line.
Didn't know, he runs that place.
I know.
Okay, the Sergeant Major has no authority over that.
He got that approved through Brigadier General Sheila.
There you go.
Okay.
That Colonel might have
something. Listen, if you've spoken to... Colonel. I love
it. Brigadier General?
Yeah, if you've spoken to the General Major, Sergeant, you'd let him know that you have filed all the proper, forms to do that.
We filed all the proper forms.
I'm telling you right now.
We're good.
He checks and double checks, because they just had an inspection. They scored 97.25 on their inspection.
Well, that's not good enough. I mean, that's 2 points.
It's good enough for him to put his whole...
perfect.
Hey, gold standard is 95 on that. So.
That's not going to take his platoon on both schools and sick them on you.
You'll have problems.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go.
He's like the guy in Taps. Remember Taps? Took over the school. That's what's going to happen.
Taps.
That's what it was.
John Candy.
That's the tap dancing movie.
No, it's not. That's Taps.
John
you remember
Candy,
that?
Right?
No, it had the kids that were at a military school.
Wasn't that the movie Gregory Hines was in?
They took over the military school. Y'all never seen that?
Yeah. I've seen it.
That's what's going to happen. We see right now. We're saying Jaden, outstanding young man. 2 weeks from now,
he's talking
son
so
of a gun's going to have.
We're not going to find out who's the DB of the day. It's probably
go ahead.
Him.
No, you wished.
Oh, no. I know who it was.
David had four.
Oh. I
Jim jumped up with six, but you come on strong in the end, sir. You had eight.
Wow!
Whoa. And that's with giving me three on one item alone. So that was off mic.
That's pretty good.
Well,
it used to be four was enough to win. It's just not enough anymore.
You were cussing a lot today, so.
I didn't cuss.
I got it on tape.
We have it recorded.
I said the A word a
he
couple times.
He said swear words.
Whatever.
You were pretty much very hostile today.
It's not hostile. Whatever. Anyway,
right.
We want to thank everybody for listening. Hope you learned something.
And if you didn't learn anything, whatever.
That's fine. Just listen to us next week and maybe you will. maybe you even got offended. So, but you have been listening to the Gemini Ransom Effect on 107.1 FM WJBB, and we'll see you next week.
This is the Gemini Ransom Effect.